All artists leave their fingerprints on their creation. So by looking at creation, we can get to know our creator. In the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing to fear or feel or see. Only darkness. But God was there, and he had a wonderful plan. He said, "I'll take this emptiness and fill it up. Out of nothing, I'm going to make everything." So like a mama bird flutters her wings over her eggs to help the chicks hatch, God hovered over the deep darkness to bring about life. God spoke, and whatever he said happened. He spoke and created day and night, the sea and the sky, trees and flowers, birds and fish and animals. After creating every single thing, God called it good. Everything was lovely because he loved it. But God wasn't done yet. He saved the best for last. He chose to create people to share in his deep joy. They would be his children, and the world would be their perfect home. Out of the dust, God created a man called Adam. He breathed his very own breath into Adam's lungs. Then, God created a partner for Adam. By taking a rib from his side, Eve was created. God created them in his very own image and gave them a job: to reflect his image to all of creation. God looked at all that he'd created and deemed it all perfect. And it was. But all the stars and mountains and oceans and everything in creation were nothing compared to how much he loved his children. He would move heaven and earth to be near them. Whatever it cost and whatever happened, he would always love them. This is how the world was created, and the story of God's love for each of us began.